The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
And now, it's time for Radio Jobline with your host, Scott Possessor, right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
And welcome, everybody. If your perfectly innocent radio has just started playing The Grateful Dead for some unknown reason, you are listening to Radio Jobline with Scott Possessor. We're here every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m., we're here to help you. The whole point of Radio Jobline is to help you. You can call us. We have a call-in number, 631-451-1039. You can write to me if you have a question, scott@linewsradio.com. Happy to have your topic or even you on the radio program. But the goal of our show is to help you succeed, help you be a better employee, help you get a job faster, help you keep your job. It's all about finding a job, finding success, finding the right career path, and discussing a whole lot of workplace issues. But today we have one of my favorite subjects, which is networking. Now, we were going to have super networker Adrienne Miller on the show. She was unable to make it today. She's coming back on a different show, but she did give us two terrific network experts who really know what they're doing. I have Tommy DeMassa in the studio with me. He spent the better part of his 15-year sales career in the employer services space, focused on being a resource to his clients and prospective clients as well as partners. Tommy spent the early years of his career with ADP in a frontline sales role where he began cultivating his relationship selling style to these long-term relationships as well as new connections. Tommy works to consistently make an impact and add value. We're going to also talk to Christina Shaw. Christina has been an Allstate agent since 2009. She writes auto, home, and life insurance. She sits on Allstate's National Advisory Board, earned the Ray Lynch Award for her activism in the community, and has built her business on referral relationships, all about networking. Most of the business comes from real estate agents and mortgage professionals, and I guess she goes to all of those real estate events. Am I right, Christina?
You are absolutely right.
Okay. So we're going to talk about networking, and we're going to talk about it from two different standpoints. One is to increase your visibility, increase your revenue for your company, increase whatever, but also it's job hunting. I mean, the simple fact, 77% of all people in the universe find a job through someone they know. Not postings. You could have all the LinkedIns and all the career builders and all the monsters and all the job boards you can throw at me and every acronym included with those. But 77% of all people find a job through networking. So that's just a really stunning number. But just out of curiosity, did you find any of your jobs through someone that you know?
Gosh. Well, what's funny about that question is Allstate was my first job. I was in college, and it is related to networking, even though it's only been my only job. Mm-hmm. I got a license. I was in college. I needed part-time work, and I started working at a local agency up in SUNY Albany.
Did you answer a post? Or did you know somebody? That's my question.
Through that, I answered a post, but how I got my career was that agent knew somebody on Long Island, connected me through his networking, and that's where I worked the first 11 years before I became an agency owner.
All right, so that supports what I just said.
100%.
Okay, and let's ask Tommy. Now, again, we haven't rehearsed this. I haven't given Tommy the $5 I promised him, but how have you found your jobs?
You know, Scott, I guess if I have to go back to originally finding my job with ADP many, many years ago, my Uncle Ricky worked there.
There we go.
So there you go.
Everybody has an Uncle Ricky.
One of those deals.
And if it's not Uncle Ricky, it's Uncle Carmine.
Right. Uncle Pete.
That's a different kind of job, I guess.
Right. So there you go. Proof positive that even though you use networking to do everything else, you also use it to find jobs.
That's good.
Yeah. What about ADP? How'd you get that job?
That's how I got there.
Okay.
That's how that happened. But I guess, you know, what's interesting to me, real quick, if I could, you talk about when you open up your show to help you. Mm-hmm. That's what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what drives people like Christina and I to act as connectors, because when we look at it, we're always trying to make those connections for people and put people together. And mm-hmm. at the I guess at the core of that is to help people.
Yeah.
So I think you're right on with that.
But, you know, the more you help people, the more they want to help you.
I agree.
Givers gain.
You know, givers gain. Right. And that's a great expression, double G. And so let's talk about, for the people that don't use networking effectively, okay, let's talk about, well, what the heck is it? Everybody says networking. Isn't that with a computer? Isn't that computer networking? No, folks. This is the art of getting to know people and using those people in a strategic plan. That's my definition. How would you define it, Tom?
Well, I guess what you're saying, what sort of concerns me is early on in my networking career, I've been doing this since I'm a kid. I didn't know what it was called then. Mm-hmm. I remember we'd be away with my buddies in Atlantic City and they would say, there he is, he's talking to people he doesn't know again. And that was sort of like always my thing. And I grew up, I was a bartender before I was a salesman.
Mm-hmm.
And
same thing.
Yeah, right or wrong, right?
Right.
So what I've found is some people go out there and they think networking is gathering a bunch of business cards and then you have this bag of business cards and a desk of business cards and rubber bands and that's overwhelming, and it's not really effective. And I got to tell you, early on when I started networking out here in Long Island, maybe about 5 years ago, I was rather promiscuous, I would say, from a networking standpoint.
Mm.
There would be nights where I'd hit two or three events in the same night, which is, in retrospect, that's ridiculous, actually.
Mm.
So I think from somebody who's really just getting out there, they think that means go to events, pick up business cards, have a Heineken, have a glass of wine with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really think that is what's most effective, at least what I've found. That I have some mentors that have really given me some insight into how to do this the right way. And it's about relationships.
It's about
getting to know people.
But you got to start somewhere.
No doubt about it.
So if someone's early in their networking career, as you were,
sure,
you start going to all the events. Now, I got to tell you, and I look for comments from both of you. I went to all these events, you know, for so many years. Actually, I worked for the LIA. For 6 years. So I went to all their events. I'm very friendly with Terry Lessimiselli from HIA. Been to many, many HIA events, ListNet events. You know, those are the big three, I would think, here on Long Island. And I don't know, about 5 years ago, I stopped going. Because I had been going for 30 years. I didn't go to every event, but I went to many events over those 30 years. And whenever I saw something good or interesting, I went. You know, figuring you can meet people, get more business, you know, do whatever. But it ran out of steam for me, you know. So now I'm on the radio, but guess what? I'm still networking. Mm-hmm. For example, how would I know Christina Shaw if I didn't meet you today through Adrian Miller right here on the radio? And the same thing with Tommy DeMassa. So I am networking even now. Still doing it, but I'd rather do it here than go to an event and wear a tie.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, if I can jump in.
Please.
So exactly to both of your points, I think that people can be over-networked or they don't network the right way. And I tell people, I am part of two networking groups, and that is it. 96% of all of my business is from referral. I'm part of Adrian's network, which I can speak. You know, Adrienne's just a superstar. Mm-hmm. I call her a ninja.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm part of BNI. And I go deep within those two groups. So my BNI colleagues, I know them. I know their families. I know their children.
Tell people what BNI is.
So BNI is Business Networking International.
Okay.
And it's a group that meets weekly. And there's one of every profession.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one property and casualty agent. There's one real estate attorney. There's one realtor, one florist. And we meet every Tuesday in our case.
Mm-hmm.
And we get together and we give each other referrals. But it's because we go deep with each other. I mean, Jay Walsh, for example, the mortgage banker in my group, I know his wife well. I know his children.
Mm.
I've been to his home. That is networking. Adrian's group, that's how I met Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you introduce. It's that, how do I help Tommy? And then I've helped him, so he wants to help me.
Mm.
And the second point I'd like to make to your point about being here is networking. Mm-hmm. I'm very active on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And that's networking too. I love when I'm taking a payment from a client and they say, oh my God, your girls are getting so big. The kids are 2 and 4. Or, Christina, how are you everywhere? Or, you're rebuilding your house because I had a house fire. That's networking.
Mm-hmm.
That's being present. Letting people know I'm real. You know, I'm not just an insurance agent.
Right. Okay. And networking is also now being a lot of it done on LinkedIn. Okay. Now, look, I'm a LinkedIn supporter. I have to say, I love the website. I'm a recruiter, so I use LinkedIn like every day. So I'm if talk about a ninja, I'm a LinkedIn ninja.
Yeah, I love it.
But the point that I'm making is there are now things available that really do make it easier for the shy person. But yeah, let's talk about Adrian's model. Okay, you called it BNI.
Yeah.
Explain to the listener again, Tommy, if you would, why it's advantageous to do it that way. And I'm sure that's a growing model in the networking world.
Which way, Scott? To be out there in the community with people? Is that what you're from?
Well, no, I think what she was saying was that you go and there's only one property casualty agent at this meeting.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Do you want to do with that?
And yeah, so that's what's great about Adrian's network is that because it's not exclusive, right? There's another Allstate agent, Rob Zabia, in Adrian's network. And we look at it as there's so much business for the both of us and we help each other. Mm-hmm. Not everybody's going to love me, if you could believe that. Mm-hmm. And not everybody's going to love him. We help each other. I met an insurance broker through Adrian's network that any business I can't write, I refer to him.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the beautiful thing about it not being exclusive. Mm-hmm. And because there's so many people in her network, you're always meeting different people at the events. So you know who you're going to connect with.
Right.
When somebody's speaking, I'm like, I like that person. Or, I don't really like that person, so I'm not going to go mingle with them. Somebody was speaking the other day, a gentleman who develops websites. And I was like, wow, I'd like to get to know him. I just gave him a $10,000 job for myself personally because of what he was saying I was interested.
Yeah. So, again, very powerful stuff.
Scott, if I could jump in for a second. What I think is important, and I picked it up from what you just said there, and you have to get out there. You have to get out there at some point. You have to have that platform to meet the folks. But then again, we get to make a choice who we want to spend our time with. And I think that's what's important because there's so many folks out there that do so many different things. And I've found myself where somebody maybe has a gallery opening that they're interested in and they want you to go. They'd like some folks to show up or they have a nonprofit that they're interested in or that they support. I mean, we have a family foundation, the Lindy Lou Foundation, which is very important to me. And I know my networking friends, I can kind of count on them to show up for certain events for me. So I think that type of stuff is, I think it's like what my mom and dad taught me and probably your mom and dad and your mom and dad was like, kind of treat people how they want to be treated, get engaged with people, learn about them. Because when you show an interest in somebody, they want to talk to you. They want to tell you about themselves. You know, and on the flip side of that, though, is if we don't like hanging out with certain people, we don't have to. We can go out and meet plenty of other people. And I think that sort of leads into building these relationships and making deposits into these relationships, whatever they may be. And maybe it's not always a referral directly, but maybe it's an invitation to an event that might be worthwhile. I mean, we're going to be attending an event on Wednesday night in the city, and I'll probably have about a dozen of my key people at that event because I know other folks that they don't know are going to be there. And for somebody like me who's constantly trying to figure out to connect people, I can knock off a whole bunch of emails and make a quality introduction, but it's much more efficient if I have warm bodies in a room and I can go, Scott, I need you to meet Christina, and kind of drag each other around the room and make those connections in real time. So I think just one last thing, I think it's about being efficient. Once you know the people, you know enough people. I don't want to say this and sound rude, but I don't really just need to go out and just meet more and more people. Mm-hmm. I need to, to your point, dive deeper into these relationships, find out more about Scott, find out what's interesting him, what's important, does he like to fish, and be engaged with
him. Love to fish.
Great. So then we should go fishing one day. Sure. I haven't fished in a while. I bring four kids everywhere I go
right.
on the weekend. So
right.
if that's okay with you, we'll
sure.
go fishing.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, I want to take a sidebar here for a minute. We have a guest on our show quite often by the name of Maria Fry, and she has something called the Job Search Boot Camp. This is a great thing for someone who has recently lost their job or has been unemployed for a long time and is looking for answers, doesn't have the right answers. And Maria just contacted me when I was driving over here, and she said, could you tell the listeners, because they have some openings in their boot camp, which I'm surprised to hear. So the dates are Wednesdays, September 13th, 20th, and 27th, October 4th, 11th, 18th, and 25th, and November 1st. Those are all the dates. It's a certain number of classes. It's held at the Town Hall Boardroom, 655 Main Street in Islip, New York. This is obviously Islip, and this is the Town of Islip Economic Development as well. And you can sign up for the website at www.icelipida.com, or you can also sign up for email blasts and upcoming events at icelipny.gov. So again, Maria Fry runs a fantastic program called the Job Search Bootcamp. We've heard nothing but fabulous things about it. People have come on our show and said, man, this was so great. It made such a difference in my life. So if you're having some trouble finding a job, there's probably no better advice I can give you than to go to that website and sign up for that Job Search Bootcamp. Sorry I had to do that, guys.
Jump in on what you just said?
Of course.
That?
You're going to tell me you know Maria Fry.
I actually don't know her.
But well, you're the only one on Long Island that doesn't.
So with networking in mind, we're discussing that. I also network within Allstate. Mm-hmm. So a lot of my time is spent with other Allstate agents learning why are they successful? What are they doing? How can I learn? So anybody listening right now that is looking to come into this field, send me your resume. While I may not be hiring, I could tell you 20 Allstate agents right now that are looking for customer service agents, licensed sales agents. Then I have my corporate relationship, so I would be happy to be a connector there.
And speaking of connector, a lot of those jobs you just mentioned, you can transfer from other jobs and career paths because customer service is customer service.
Oh, gosh,
and,
yes.
And so I think that's what you just mentioned is actually an opportunity for some unemployed person thinking, I didn't even think of the insurance business. You know, I never even thought that that would be possible. Do you want to give people a way to contact you?
Absolutely. Best way is email Christina Shaw. CHRISTINASHAW at allstate.com or call me directly at 516-900-1234. And that is really my number.
Okay.
How cool.
Very cool. They didn't just assign that to you, did they? Or was it just lucky you got that number?
I just got lucky.
Yeah.
And that's right. Generally, I'm not a lucky person, so That's pretty awesome.
That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we're talking about networking. I was appreciating what Tommy was saying about, you know, maybe, oh no, you were saying over networking. You don't want to go to too many things. I also remember, maybe this is kind of a funny sidebar, when I used to go to these events, this was right in the middle of my television career on News 12. And a lot of people recognize this poor face. They saw it. They said, I know you from somewhere. As a matter of fact, when Tommy and I just met, he looked at my face. He goes, I know you from somewhere. And I said, you probably know me from TV. Of course, I've had people argue with me when that happens.
Really?
And they go, no, I don't have cable. I don't have cable. So then I'll say, well, okay, then. And then I'll go, did you go to Camp Wellmet? No. Did they use the New Hyde Park dry cleaners? No. And I'd go on. I know you know my face from TV. Anyway, so, but what I would do is I'd go to an event. And I'd have a suit on, so I'd look exactly like I did when I was on a TV show, and people would just come up to me, and here I am trying to eat a cracker or a little piece of an hors d'oeuvre or something, and I have to turn my back to the crowd and stuff something in my mouth, and somebody would tap me on the shoulder and go, aren't you that guy? You know, and then they start networking with me and so on, and you know, wind up on my show. But so networking can be frustrating to do, you know, and it's not easy. Some people just don't have that networking jive. They can't seem to be good at it. You know, what's the skill? What's the secret weapon? What makes you a good networker?
I think, number one, you need to have that drive. You need to leave your desk and do it. I know a lot of people who talk about it. I'm going to start networking. I want to build a referral business. You need to get in the car, leave Wantagh, and drive to Ronkonkoma. And be on the show. And I think you have to then genuinely care to help somebody else. Mm-hmm. The more I help people, it's amazing. My phone rings all day with business. And I say, it's because I care. That's what makes a good networker is listening and giving.
So, Tommy, a lot of people would come back with that after what she just said and said, yeah, but I don't have that much to offer. I don't have that. You know, I'm young. I don't know that many people. I can't offer the kind of help you two guys could. So then what would you say to that person?
Wow, that's an interesting way to look at it. And I think that's probably not true. They do have things to offer. They just don't realize it. Mm-hmm. And especially if. And I mean no disrespect with this connotation word, this millennial word, but those folks know a lot more about social media than I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Christina knows. She knows plenty about social media.
Yeah, she's half a millennial.
I see her on Facebook.
I'm already trying to check in now, but
right,
I've been told to pipe down.
I'm barely on there, so I don't even know much about that. But there's always value you can provide. And and things you can bring to the table. You know, I have a friend of mine who runs another networking organization here on the island, and she has somebody doing some of the writing for her. Mm-hmm. So there's always different things that people can bring to the table. But you asked earlier about, like, how do you just get out there and do it? Maybe that's not your personality. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, I mean, I don't know how well my personality is coming across over the radio airwaves, mm-hmm. but I'm out there. I like to get out there. I like to mix it up with people, have a good time. Not everybody likes to do that, but I got to tell you the truth. There's days or nights that I don't even want to do that. So mm-hmm. I grasp how challenging it can be. And to your point, sometimes you just got to suck it up if you want to go out there. And you can sit at your desk and make cold calls if that's how you want to drive your business, or you can go hang out and meet people. And there's hunting and there's farming, Scott. Mm. And it's sort of that option about which of those two you want to do.
All right, we'll get back to that in a minute. You're listening to Radio Jobline with Scott Possessor. We're here for you every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. And our goal is to help you. And I think we're helping you a lot today, because if you're not that great at networking, you are missing the cornerstone of how to find a job, the cornerstone of how to make more money, the cornerstone of how to publicize what you do for a living, publicize the company that you work for. It's all about networking. So stay tuned. We have another piece coming up after the news break. You're listening to Radio Jobline with Scott Possessor. I have an idea for us. Scott at linewsradio.com. Write to me. I'll have you on the show. Stay with us.
And now, welcome back to Radio Jobline with your host, Scott Possessor, right here on LI News Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We are here for you every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. And our job is to help you get a job. And today, we're talking about networking with a couple of very excellent networkers. Adrian Miller is responsible for both of these guests, and I want to thank her, do a shout-out. Adrian, I look forward to talking to you on your own show. You're coming on in a few weeks. I know you couldn't make it today, but hopefully you're listening to Tommy and Christina doing a fabulous job. And we talked about your model, which is terrific. And I also want to talk about something that we talked about at the break with Christina. I think you just said something really smart, Christina, and that's be authentic. I think people go on these networking jaunts and they're not themselves. They're in sales mode. Yeah. They're in conquer mode. You know, whatever you want to call that. Yeah. That's no way to go to a networking event. So tell me what's wrong with that.
Somebody gave me the advice early in my career that get to know somebody before you even ask them what they do. Because if you don't like them as a person and your values don't align, you're not going to do business. So it doesn't matter what they do. Mm-hmm. And I have a personality. You love me or you just don't love me. Mm-hmm. And I'm really okay with that. I know that I don't appeal to everybody. And that's okay. I love just being me. And this is what I can offer. And I want to know that in somebody else. I want to know somebody's true self. Mm-hmm.
All right, and I also want to just take another tiny sidebar here and apologize to Tommy for mispronouncing his name. The correct pronunciation of Tommy's name is Tommy DeMisa, okay?
Thank you,
and
Scott.
And I will not mess that up again.
Thank you.
But it has that look of DeMisa. So I tricked you. You did trick me.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Usually
people give me the phonetic spelling, but Tommy, I apologize. And so we're again, going back to what you said, being authentic, a fantastic thing to do. You have to be very cautious not to sell somebody something. Mm. You know, it's like LinkedIn. When someone connects with me, and then a minute later, I get an invitation to buy something, I'm like, whoa, that's not why I'm on LinkedIn.
Slow down.
To network, slow down, get to know me. You know, what about the foreplay?
Yeah. You know, so I'm glad you said it. I was thinking.
Right. I think that's a legit word, right, Brian? Yeah. I think we're good with that. So anyway, the bottom line is don't go to a networking event and pull out your sales sword expect to sell something to somebody. Find out what people are interested in. Find out what they like. Find out what you can do for them, right? I mean, it's all about what you can do for them. Go, Tom.
You know, Scott, you know, I had an experience where that used to frustrate me when people would come up and just try to sell things. I'm a salesman. It's what I've been doing my whole career. Mm-hmm. But you have to know where and when, and it's not appropriate at these types of events and meetings. And you know, I had one young man who met me, and he was working for, it doesn't matter, but it was an insurance company. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to meet me for a cup of coffee like we all do. And believe me, I drank way too much coffee in the last couple of years. So mm-hmm. I quit. I see you at your Starbucks. You always have that, right? And this gentleman sat down, and he starts to do, we have a cup of coffee one day. He starts to do like an intake on me. Mm-hmm. And I'm at the time 38 years old. And this is a 22-year-old young man who just came out of college. And now he's going to sell me life insurance. And I stopped him where he was, and I could have been rude about it or abrupt about it, but I said, look, this is a teaching experience. This is an opportunity I can help this young man out. And I said, you're not going to make a lot of friends out here doing business this way. I know somewhere back at your office, my name is on a board because your regional sales manager sent you out here to sell me a term policy. Mm-hmm. But I said, that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. I said, you need to understand, you need to show interest in people. You need to add value. You need to make an impact. Then I talk a little bit about something called making deposits. You know, a good friend of mine, Cynthia Greenwald, she talks about making deposits. If I don't have any bank accounts at Chase Bank, so if I go there with my license, they're not going to give me any money. I've not made sufficient deposits. I feel it's the same way in business relationships and personal relationships for that matter. I can't take a withdrawal where I've not made those deposits. And maybe the deposit is an introduction, or maybe it's a birthday card, or maybe it's attending an event.
Or maybe it's the book you dropped off to my office that you thought I wanted to read.
Yes.
And that's like, wow, Tommy drove to my office to hand me a book that he thought I would be interested in reading. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yep. Shout out to Brad Zolas, Liquid Leadership, a good buddy of ours from the island here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've then shared it with other people. So not only did you get to make a deposit into our relationship, but then I was able to pay it for it.
See, how awesome is that? Like, I actually have chills on the back of my neck right now. But that's what this is all about. That's what the connection piece of this all is. Right. And that's what gets me all excited about this whole networking thing, is because you impact people. And the ripple effect, you remember you threw that little stone in the pond, and we don't know how far these things ripple out and how many, you know. When you talk a little bit, we talked during the break a little bit about volunteering and networking inside of like nonprofits and things, charities. Oh man, the ripple effect of that's incredible. You know, that's the stuff that gets me fired up.
Yeah, well, you guys referred to yourselves as connectors.
Absolutely.
Which I really like that term. That's not something everybody is familiar with, I don't think. But you go out of your way to connect people with other people. You know who does that a lot? Talk about networking events. I don't know if you've ever been to any of the AITP, Barbara Viola.
I don't know.
Okay. It's the Association of Information Technology Professionals, like ListNet, a little smaller.
Sure.
And, but they have Barbara Viola is the president, and she will literally come over to you at the networking event and grab you by your arm or your jacket and say, I want you to come over here and meet Joe so and so. And Joe's a this, and you're a that, and you guys should talk. And she literally, like, plunges you together.
She gets it. That's what I say. She gets it.
Yeah.
She
knows, you know, it's a little, you know, rough. I mean, you know, some people I think would be nervous to be dragged by the arm and
like physically dragged?
Yeah, physically.
Okay.
Physically.
I do that with a real estate investor who's a great networker connector. You, handsome home buyer, real name Charles Weinrab.
Love him. Mm-hmm.
And when I host happy hours for my real estate professionals, I invite him and I literally drag him. And I'm like, you need to meet so-and-so because you're both awesome. Mm-hmm. And then I shimmy away and let them see if there's a connection. I've done my job at that point. Mm-hmm. Then it's up to...
See, let's talk about this little close then. So now you're at a networking event and you're meeting somebody nice, Tommy, that seems to like you. Mm-hmm. And you have something in common with them. You already feel, you talked about fishing, you know, and you're already there. What I would say to a person like that is, I do staffing. We should talk sometime. Mm-hmm. No big sales spiel. No, you know, nothing like that. You know, but maybe a little tiny sentence at the end of the night. You know, just hey, I do staffing. We should talk sometime. Mm-hmm. That's it. You know, no. And I find that works for me when I've gone to with the idea of wow, I have this big company, Nature's Bounty. Right. And I got the HR person right here, the talent acquisition. I got a closer. No, that doesn't work.
No,
you know, but if I asked her to be on the radio show, you know, now I'm giving her something. I'm giving her publicity for her jobs, which she appreciates. And then if I talk to her and say, you know, I do staffing, we should talk sometime. So I'm very mellow about it. There isn't any hardcore selling with me, at least, when I go to a networking event.
Well, wouldn't you consider it back to the deposits? You having somebody on the show, that's a deposit into a relationship. Mm-hmm. This is awesome.
Well, right. Adrienne always says that. She does a lot of educating on, don't check in with people. Mm-hmm. People are busy. So if I meet you and I want to develop that relationship, maybe I'll shoot you an email that that's educational that would be of interest to you or invite you to an event, but checking in.
Right. No, she talks about the three eyes. I don't want to take away from when she's going to be
on
the show.
No, but go ahead.
But yeah,
Adrian.
Sorry, I hope you still have something
left
for the show.
Hey, you couldn't make it, Adrian.
But we're good students. That's just what it is. But introductions, information, and invitations. So something that's going on in the insurance world might be important to Christina that she didn't see. Maybe I want to send that over to her. An invitation, even if I can't be at an event, but I know it might be important to you, Scott. It might be sort of in your wheelhouse and you'd be interested. I should do that. And then the ultimate for me is the introduction. When I can sit down and craft some of these emails that people may think are long-winded, but I want you to understand why you need to meet Christina Shaw, and I want you to understand why you have to meet Scott and where the value is, because it's not just, hey, you guys should connect. It's like, here's what I see. And I think it's my opinion on it is, I think, and it sounds arrogant, but I think I just care about looking at it a little differently than some folks do, and it takes time, and believe me, sometimes to my detriment, because I'm focusing on this, putting other people together. But I think in the long run, it really works out, is I want you to see why I see the connection should be made. Because it's not always, oh, you know, you sell office equipment and you're a commercial realtor. It might be because you have kids of the same age in the same community or you're involved with similar charities and things like that. And that's like, dovetailing those relationships together for me is what it's all about. And I got to give a shout out to Adrian, because I learned a lot of that from her. Mm-hmm. Because it was like, don't just think about, you know, what somebody does. What are their interests? What do they like to do? Who do they hang around with? And it's, you know, we're all trying to get into each other's network, but without knowing, we talk about a lot with my gang of my guys, talk about know you, like you, trust you. And this is some of the stuff sounds at this point cliche, but it's real stuff. And we do business with people. We refer business with two people that we trust to put in front of our clients. I was having, not coffee, I was having a Gatorade actually this afternoon with somebody in the city. And he was saying like how you have to be very cognizant of who we put in front of our clients.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Because a relationship, he was mentioning a client he has for 10 years. He has to be very careful who he puts in front of that client, so what am I saying? It's through that networking, you get to know each other and you get to trust each other.
All right, we still haven't addressed one sector of the population we haven't addressed, and that's the person who's too nervous to network. And I have people that say, right out loud, I'm terrible at networking. Mm-hmm. And what does that do? That's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Gosh, yeah.
So now your brain hears your mouth say you're terrible at networking.
Hang out with somebody like one of us.
Right.
I have a friend of mine.
Right.
He's a CPA. He's a good friend of mine. And I don't want to out him that he's afraid of networking or whatever. But
Tell us.
No, it's not happening. But he had told me. He's like, I'm not like you, Tommy. Mm-hmm. I'm not. And I said, most people aren't. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. But hang out with somebody who's got a big mouth and looks out for you and wants to sort of bring you around the room, which goes to the point, it's so much fun to do this together.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Wednesday night, I'm going to have a bunch of people together. And you're literally out there looking out for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean sitting on the inside of the wall and just talk to your friends. That's not what it is. But I'm like, oh, wait. What do? You got to meet Christy in the room, like that kind of stuff in real time, mm-hmm. when hearing what people do. So I think leverage your people.
Don't look at it as networking.
Yeah, that's. Oh,
we were saying I'm very involved in the community.
Mm-hmm. Can't get a word in with either of you two. Two fabulous networkers. All right, go ahead.
So be involved in, there's this amazing gentleman who has the Susan Satriano Foundation. His name is Joe.
He's great. So
he's incredible, he's great. Right? Mm-hmm. And so go to one of his book signings and volunteer. And through that, number one, there's like-minded people mm-hmm. there, right? Mm-hmm. So you have some good people around you that are also volunteering. And that's networking. Just redefine the word in your mind. Don't
sure.
say, I'm going to network. Say, I'm going to volunteer. And inevitably, somebody's going to say, what do you do?
Community involvement is the basic subject we're dealing with here. If you don't feel like going to a networking event, go and volunteer, go and help some organization, and guess what? Without even trying, you're networking.
Right.
You don't even realize that you're networking at that point, and maybe that's the best thing for the nervous networker.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, is not to even realize what they're doing. Just get out there and be with people. I think that's the whole point.
Well, it's because you're not calling it that.
Yeah.
Calling it something
yeah.
else. But by the way, you end up people ask you what you do. So it's just naturally going to come out of that.
Gabby Bernstein is somebody I listen to. she's an inspirational speaker, yogi, and she says that when she's struggling in her life, she looks to help somebody else. So if I'm having a rough day emotionally, how can I help somebody else? And then that helps me. It's that same concept with volunteering and networking and just being out there. What can you do to help somebody else? Don't look at it as...
Okay, so you don't look at it as what you can look at it as helping someone else, and then that makes the deposit in the relationship, and then that allows you to make a withdrawal.
Sufficient deposits.
A sufficient,
yeah, no,
sufficient,
not one or two. You got to make some good deposits.
Okay, okay. So enough so that people will walk around and say, "Hey, that Tommy DeMise is a fabulous guy." He's you know, and that's what you're doing. You're creating such goodwill with so many people that if you do need a favor, you got it out there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's a great way to look at it. It is a business development tool. Yes. Let's face it, but it's also a job hunting tool, as we proved here on this show.
We did,
and as everyone who talks to 10 people they know, ask 10 people you know how you found your last job. 7 of them are going to tell you through someone that I know, and then half the time they'll fight with you. They'll say, "I didn't." Well, how did you find your job? Well, my friend Joe told me about this posting. I said, "Well, but Joe told you about it. You didn't see the posting." So that's still networking. You know, people don't even believe that it's that powerful a job hunting tool or that powerful a business development tool. Now, you brought up social media, and that has become my pet thing now because we are getting into the news feed with this show. I have 6,000 connections on LinkedIn, but when you put something on LinkedIn, you know, you get a lot of likes. You get some people that share it. And at first, when I was doing that, I was getting 5 likes, you know, 5 shares. Now I get like 100 likes and 100 shares. Mm-hmm. So I started to do the math. If everybody has 5,000 people in their network, which is, 500 people in the network, which is a very small number nowadays in their LinkedIn network, and you do that with 500 people, well, how many people are already, you know, are you getting into the newsfeed of, not including everyone that shared or liked? Yeah. So in theory, when I post my thing on LinkedIn and also Twitter to promote every radio program, including this one, it very likely gets into the newsfeed of over 100,000 people.
That's incredible.
And it just do the math.
Think about what you just said.
Yeah.
Imagine if you had to take a print ad out or email. Like nobody's reading emails there.
And even if the radio station promoted the show, it's only going to get promoted to the people that are in earshot of this program. Okay. But it's not, I mean, the people that are in my network live in Texas. They live in California. People can go to their computer and listen to Radio Jobline anytime they want to. It's, you know, and people don't get it. Radio is on a computer. You know, it's not a big satellite anymore. It's on your computer. So I think social media is such a fabulous promotion tool. You can promote yourself. You can promote your business. You can promote your job campaign. A couple of weeks ago, we did a show on podcasts on how anybody can do a podcast. You go out, you buy a microphone. How much does it cost to do a podcast? Nothing. You go to Apple, you go to iTunes, you upload it. That doesn't cost anything either. That's free. I mean, so it's for the cost of a microphone, you could be doing a podcast. And that podcast could allow you to invite a CEO to interview or somebody that you didn't know before. And I call that intentional networking, that's strategic networking.
I love it. I think I need to do this.
Okay. So
you just gave me a great idea.
A podcast.
Right? Like, why don't I have a podcast?
Well, there you go.
A friend of mine's been asking me to do it. And this is the first time I've actually sat in front of a microphone like this. So it's pretty easy. So we'll do it now. I'm going to do one now.
Yeah.
Let's commit to each
podcast.
Other.
Podcast. I just did to all your listeners.
Hashtag podcast.
We had a couple of people that were guests on the show from the PMI Institute of Long Island, Project Management Institute of Long Island. Great guys, Brian and Brian and Jim. And they've been my guests many times. And one day they call me up and they go, "Scott, we want you to be our guest at our podcast." And I go, "What podcast?" And they go, "We were so inspired by being on your show that we decided to do it."
That's
awesome. So now they're doing a podcast every week, and you can just go ahead and look, you know, at the Project Management Institute of Long Island, and you'll find that right to a link of all their archived podcasts. And I just think people are finding increasing ways to use the power of networking. Anybody can use the power of television and radio now that you've got YouTube, now that you've got, you know, podcasting. Now, you know, so it's like anybody can use this little wedge to increase your networking to that super networking level where people then accept you as an expert. You know, now just because I'm on radio doesn't make me an expert, but people think I'm an expert because I'm on radio, right? And that helps.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it, it doesn't hurt, you know, to be on that. So how do you guys feel about the strategic networking?
I have a friend of mine who used to tell me I was doing too much networking, like you said, and he would say, where are the measurable results? Mm. And that's where I'm at in this iteration of my networking career, is that I need to make an impact in good relationships and strengthen those relationships. That's strategic to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm focused on now. That being said, I do sometimes find myself out twice in one night at different events. But again, it's because people have asked me to do things and be there for something that's important to them.
Yeah.
Sometimes we stumble.
Yeah,
sometimes
absolutely.
I'll be at an event and for me, I rarely do events in the evening. Morning, afternoon, I'm pretty passionate about, I put my kids to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a great event, I'll be there. There are times I shake my head and say, what am I doing here? But that's part of it.
Yeah.
Just because we're networkers, we mess up.
Can either of you recommend a particularly good networking organization or event that networkers should go to?
The group here on the island called Adrian's Network, Adrian Miller.
Okay.
That's the one.
And why I would agree with that, Tommy, is because of what I just said. Like, I don't do evenings.
Mm-hmm.
She has meetings at 8 a.m., 12 p.m.,
right.
Telephone meetings. Mm. I mean, if you can't make it to one of her meetings, the problem lies with you.
What do you think of these big ones, like the HIA, the LIA? You know, how do you feel about those networking events?
I think when they're industry groups like that, I think you got some focus. You talked strategy earlier, and I think, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Being at a certain, like a different point in this world, so to speak, I'm trying to just, like I say, focus more on the people I already have with me and run with them as far as we can.
You're a relationship builder.
I am, yeah.
And you know what you could do too? You could educate. So you mentioned in the beginning of the show, the majority of my referral business is real estate agents and mortgage professionals.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't give a listing back to every agent that refers me every month. So I educate. Like next week, I'm holding two social media classes for my realtors to
plug
teach
it quick.
Them.
Plug it.
Next Wednesday and Thursday at Cliffco Mortgage, real estate agents come and learn social media 101 and 201. Contact me to save a seat.
Okay, fantastic.
Love it.
Tommy DeMisa, fabulous job. And Christina Shore, you are both excellent. Excellent,
thank you, Scott.
Excellent.
Thanks for
Adrian
having us.
Would be proud. We'll be back next week with more topics and some companies that want to hire you. So stay with us. We're here for you every Saturday afternoon. See you next week. Happy hunting, everybody.
Roll away.
Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.